WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The second greatest show on Earth, the Don and Mike Program.
Right.
Holly.
Werewolves. And now here's Butt. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How is your bottom?
It's sore. A lesser man wouldn't be here, and I might need a cortisone shot down there.
Oh, God.
All right, Kelly Ripper, man.
Oh, by the way, I've researched it. That comedy show we were trying to think of on the Fox News channel,
yes.
It's called The O'Reilly Factor. No, it's actually called The Half Hour Comedy Hour. That's the actual name of the show.
Say The O'Reilly Factor again.
The O'Reilly Factor.
They're not booing. They're rubbing their legs together and saying buzz.
In appreciation or butt. I can't make it out. A former NBA ref, Tim Donaghy, has pleaded guilty to the charges surrounding his betting scandal.
Now, is it Donaghy or Donaghy?
It's spelled Donaghy, G-H-Y, but it's pronounced Donaghy.
I think I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Well, those guys are wrong. It's
okay.
Pronounced Donaghy.
First time today is the day that I got a good look at the guy. Really, it's the first time since this story even broke.
Right.
He does look like kind of a slicky boy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like you could see him in one of the finest casinos in the world.
And did you see any of the footage of him during a game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was looking at today.
Where he looks more, when you think of a cheater,
yep.
He looks guilty, especially like there was one where it's Tim Duncan who's looking at him like, you must be out of your mind.
It's like, hey, can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Got to get to the bar, meet my friends. Vinny Gumbats.
Well, this guy, Donaghy, faces 20 years in prison up to, anyway.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
And $500,000 in fines. Here come the hurricanes. Aaron in the Gulf is now a tropical storm. It's expected to pass through the Caribbean Friday night as a Category 1 hurricane. That storm may drive up gas prices by driving workers off the oil rigs in the Gulf. And Dean is expected to become a hurricane as well.
I'm going to go get a hurricane. I'm going to be out there. It's going to be a fantastic time. Well, I got to go to the couch.
Category 2, they say, by the time it sweeps by Jamaica Monday morning. Florida's governor's already advising residents to prepare themselves.
How lucky can one hurricane be?
I hope one of these hurricanes knocks Al Roker over again. That's good television.
And a new survey says Americans are happy. 94% of the people polled by Harris for the New York Post say they are happy.
Uh-oh, jungle!
I'm not happy.
There we go. Not everybody's happy.
Not everybody. 94%.
Is everybody happy?
What about Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
6%.
Paula Goldstein.
The survey shows we are generally happier than we were 2 years ago. Generally, we think we're better off than we were 5 years ago. People on the East Coast in the survey, not so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, everything was always better before. This is something we all have to remember.
Mm-hmm.
In every facet of our lives, you think about something that you go, God, this sucks so bad. 5 years ago, it was so good.
Right.
5 years ago, you were saying, God, this sucks so bad.
Sure.
And now just because it sucks, not as time has gone on and do you know the point that I'm making?
Yes, it's the same reason that when I get to be elderly, I will not say in my day.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I will not say it. I will not say in my day. No,
will you say back in the day?
I'm not going to say anything about my day.
I remember when.
I'm going to be current right up until I'm dead.
What I meant to say is not that you wouldn't say that. I meant to say you weren't going to make it to old age.
Oh, that's right. The elderly thing. Oh, that's why I'm kind of saying it right now. It's a moot point.
Well, like a perfect example. Our show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our show, I think a long time ago when I was really infatuated with the message boards, I wanted to do a bit to find out, to go back in history on some internet site with people writing stuff about the show.
I remember.
And it's interesting that when we were doing the show like 4 years ago, people will now write, oh, that was the golden time of the show.
Yeah. Right.
Meanwhile, 4 years ago while we were doing it, people were writing, God, these guys suck. They were so good 5 years ago. 5 years before, people were writing, these guys blow.
Oh, always. And it's the way it will always be. That's why I don't go to any of those radio message boards.
Right.
Even though I have 71%.
71% of what?
Of the media hottie contest against Tony Kornheiser. Yes.
Oh.
That's why I don't. I don't look at it, though.
On Rupert's site?
I don't. Yeah, the battle of the media hotties.
Oh.
Yes. That's why I don't look at it. Don't pay any attention at all.
Good
really,
you.
I don't. I could care less that I have 71 to his 29.
Right.
But I mean, not only with our show, but with everything.
That's right.
In general, everything used to be so great. And I remember when I was a kid, I don't know, somebody when I was growing up, it was like when the Happy Days thing was on. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, were the 50s really that great? It was one of the few times in my life that I remember someone saying something honest to me. It was my Uncle Jerry.
Right.
After he'd gotten back from Vietnam, and he was just really down on life. And I was like, God, there was so much. It was happy. And he said, listen, it sucked back then.
Yeah.
You know, according to my Uncle Jerry, I remember this. The only good time to be American was the year after we won World War II.
I agree with that. I think it was the best time to be an American.
Those were the days.
I think that when they were all coming back and everybody was partying, you know, and you could smoke everywhere.
everything gets romanticized.
That's
the 50s
true.
Do the 60s, mm-hmm. the 70s. The big 80s, the go-go 90s.
I picture that Times Square picture, you know, that
sailor?
The sailor kissing right. the nurse, and that just sort of sums it up for me. But you know what? Life was S in their own way
sure.
back then, too.
Sure.
You're probably right.
And you know, back then they said, God, this really sucks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now we look back and we go, oh, a greater, simpler time.
Right. Oh, back then, the guy that kissed the nurse was probably walking home going, I don't have any channels. Jesus.
He was still what? 30 years away from Super TV.
30 years away. That was Super TV.
40 right. years away from Super
That's
TV.
Right. 40 years away from putting an antenna out that looked like a bird feeder that could get soft porn.
He didn't know. Mm-hmm. Some Apple iPhone users are not happy about their new bills, some of which are 50 pages long. One AT&T subscriber says her first bill was 300 pages, double-sided.
iPhone.
Any comment?
No, I'm just used to this, the barrage every day. You know, I don't even talk to you guys about my iPhone.
I love your iPhone.
Then why every day is there a story on the news?
There isn't.
I feel the need to say, I've had no problems with mine.
Uh-huh.
I have no problems with AT&T coverage. I have no problem with the internet. I got my bill, and to be quite honest with you, it's less than the package I was on before.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
So they're mine not all like that.
Mine works perfect.
Well, now we've told both sides of the story.
Do you want one, don't you? You really
I'd love
do.
I'd love to have one.
So would I.
Sure.
But
you know what? If I had one, these stories would stop.
Okay, now. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
That is the angry ass making the truth come out of Buzz.
I'm kidding, of course.
I gotcha.
Some baby bibs made in China and sold at Toys R Us.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
Seriously, you have a birthday coming up.
Uh-huh.
It's in October, right?
October, that's right.
And I would get you an iPhone.
October 21st, right?
The 7th.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. I tell you why I would. I thought about getting you an iPhone,
uh-huh.
but then I remember. What?
Rob just gave me a really stupid looking okay sign. Like Mr. Memory, Mr. Thoughtful.
You got it?
Good yep. job.
Hey, Mike, how's your memory?
I know when yours is.
Yeah?
Yeah?
It's in September.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know the date?
18th.
Good. There you go.
Good
man. Good man. Buzz?
Yes.
Did you give him the okay sign for that?
He gave me the okay sign for that, too.
Keep doing it as long as you last.
The reason I won't get you an iPhone.
Okay, what's the reason?
You know, words can hurt, Buzz, like cut glass.
I know.
And I remember not too long ago, another one of your stories uh-huh. was that Blu-ray is overtaking HD DVD.
That's right.
And you love to mention that, and right at the end of that story you said, and incidentally, that's the piece of equipment that you bought me. I mean, you did the story that day, yes, you did.
Well, yeah, but I didn't say it in a mean way. I certainly didn't say it in that tone.
Oh, no,
you know, I think Mike and I were both saying that we had the
idea. Oh, no, see, now you know, Buzz.
Who else
Buzz?
Can I drag in this with me?
Buzz, I think you can save yourself if you reenact the tone that you said it.
I said, Don got me one of the high def players.
That's perfect now.
Stupid dick!
Do you, serious question, do you use yours?
I do, and you're right. What you said about...
You're right!
You're right!
You're right, Mike!
No, you're right about watching standard def...
Werewolf, you're right.
You know what happens to me when I get excited? When you watch standard DVDs on the high def machine, they do look better. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I use mine for all my DVDs.
Use tools. You know, I go out, I buy... You know, those things, when I bought them, like 500 bucks each.
$600.
Yeah.
Do the Blu-ray players play regular DVDs, too?
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. do?
They do.
Yep.
I still have tapes.
You still have VHS?
No.
Here's a good tape.
Scotch.
Beta.
Okay.
I am the werewolf.
This is one that I watched in the machine.
Werewolf. Do you watch this on your high-def DVD?
Watch this on a high-def DVD.
Great.
Werewolf is fun.
It's a horror movie.
Werewolf is gothic.
I turned myself into a werewolf.
By two demons. Werewolf is boys.
Where's the Stephen Hawking
naked
guy?
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Werewolves like to howl.
They meet in the jungle of dirt.
Every night, I turn myself into a werewolf.
That's right.
You bet.
It's a CBS board meeting.
Is it going to...
I hope that was coming from someone's mouth.
I don't know.
Anyway, time for more ungrateful news. Here we go.
that was actually a timely tape because some baby bibs made in China and sold at Toys R Us reportedly contain 3 times the amount of lead allowed in paint.
How the hell? Baby bibs. Well, they're putting... Now, wait a minute. Now, this is going beyond mistakes or being cheap, and this they're trying to kill us.
No, it's a good idea. Now the babies can wear them when they get x-rayed.
I believe for every child that was struck with this particular, that ate the...
Lead paint. Yeah.
I'm going to buy each child a high-def DVD player.
They won't. They'll be ungrateful.
And an iPhone. And later they will throw them in my face.
That's right.
We'll put the iPhone in the DVD player.
Kids suck on bibs.
Right now, this is just an allegation from a nonprofit consumer advocacy group. The Toys R Us, meanwhile, is saying it stands behind its products and has them triple tested.
If I promise to get you an iPhone for your birthday, would you stop all the ragging about iPhones?
I told you I would. Of course I will.
Would he stop talking about pot?
October 21st, he'll stop talking about on his birthday.
October 7th, Mike.
That's it. That's what I said. He'll stop talking about pot and Bush.
Now you've gone too far.
I'm sorry.
Across the country, something's changing, and quietly.
What's that?
The drinking age being lowered to 18 again. The federal government...
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. The government and mothers... I get it.
Yeah.
It took me a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Remember the Titans.
Yeah. All right.
The feds and Mothers Against Drunk Driving couldn't be more opposed to this movement, but the movement is gaining momentum as 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds continue to die for their country, vote in elections, drive, enter into legal contracts. Florida, Wisconsin, Vermont, Missouri are taking a look at some recommendations from the National Youth Rights Association. It argues that, like prohibition, what we've really done by raising the age to 21 is drive teen drinking underground where it's harder to control.
Absolutely.
They argue that this teenage prohibition has had no effect on binge drinking or any other risky teen
behavior. You know, seriously,
though,
you hear about those kids that were killed here in D.C., the four girls that were in the car, that were in the wreck
Beltway,
there.
Yeah.
And they were all under, I mean, most of them were under the age of 21, right? And they had the booze in the car, and they got it illegally, and they did it on the QT without anybody knowing what was going on. You know, you get people into a regular environment, and that's when it can be, you know, you can police what's going on. I believe that. Mm-hmm.
I encourage everyone to do what I did. Wait till you're 21.
Rob. God.
Yeah.
12.
Oh, I'm dyslexic, yeah.
No, don't you believe...
That's what I want to see. We ID at 12. If you were born past this date in 1995, you must show ID.
Right.
There you
but
go.
Only for beer.
Right.
If you look 15 or under.
Only for... I think 12 is the safe age.
Not in this store, but here's some gum.
12 is the new 21.
Right.
That would prevent drunk driving because they're not old enough
to drive.
They're not
old enough to drive.
Exactly.
Right. Perfect.
You don't have to turn on the TV to know that the nation's been gripped by a heat wave. All you have to do is look at the playground at an elementary school in Arlington, Texas. Last week, that playground burst into flames without any help. They have surveillance video of the mulch catching fire all by itself in the hot Texas sun. The fire melted the playground equipment, even the metal. The damage was around $35,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like a lot of playgrounds, wood chips were used because they're softer than rocks.
Were they mesquite?
I don't know the kind of wood they used.
Just kidding.
Hibachi.
That's just a roasted child joke. Thank you. I'm here all week.
The Arlington School District will now spend $200,000 replacing the wood chips with gravel.
Here at the Mike O'Mara Roast a Child Foundation, we don't want one child to go without knowing the thrill of being put on a spit and having an apple put in your mouth as Mike fries you, rotisserie style.
Mommy, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. They've got air conditioning.
It was tempers.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Fire. It was tempers that spontaneously combusted.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Holly. People got angry in Houston as well. Hot under the collar. A hospital security guard fired a stun gun on a guy who was carrying a baby at the time. His baby, just born. The father and daughter fell to the floor.
I'm going back to Houston.
That's where it happened. Dad says his baby girl landed on her head. Video surveillance doesn't confirm this.
The stars at night,
at night.
Are big and bright.
Right.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Just north of Houston.
Yeah!
Anyway, ever since, the dad says his newborn daughter shakes and cries a lot. 30-year-old Bill Lewis says he didn't like the way the doctor was treating the baby's mama. He decided it was time for the whole family to leave.
Yes.
The doctor advised against it. The man picked up his baby and started to leave. The doctor called in the security guard, then zap, bam, bump. The hospital standing by its guards. It says Mr. Lewis became abusive and threatening and that its licensed guards followed their professional guidelines.
Yes, the professional guidelines that say stun a guy that's got an infant
holding
in his arms.
A newborn baby.
Okay,
yes, that's
right.
Correct. It's in the book. Look it up.
Baby.
In the waters off Florida, Mike Mankemeyer jumped over the side of his cruise ship and was rescued at sea a mere 8 hours later. Mankemeyer had been facing child molestation charges, but prosecutors dropped the charges when the alleged victim took back his accusation. The FBI says Mankemeyer has escorted at least 4 teenaged boys on 4 separate cruises.
See, for a minute, I was thinking the guy was innocent. For a second, I was feeling bad for him, thinking if you were being unfairly persecuted and you jumped off a cruise ship, like saying, I'm not a kid toucher, but you're saying he is a kid toucher.
We don't know. We're just saying that the FBI knows that this guy has taken 4 kids on cruises.
Guilty.
That he's not related to?
That's correct.
Who is he, Michael Jackson?
Mike Mankemeyer. And the only accuser, who's now taken back his story, recanted his accusation, is the son of a couple that's friends with Mankemeyer. The boy's parents say they believe Mankemeyer didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird when you're taking kids on a cruise.
Old story.
It's like all those same people that thought it was okay to have Michael Jackson babysit their kids.
Yeah,
same situation.
Makes you wonder. We don't know. In St. Augustine, Florida.
Buzz?
Yes.
Robbie, is that the breaking news?
It is.
Excuse
me for just a second, sure. Buzz.
Coming your way in just 26 days, the King of Queens on My 20.
Fantastic. Hey, you know the way you find out if that guy's guilty or not? Find out if he paid for the cruise for the family. If he popped for the cruise for the family.
That's the
Jacko
move.
That's how you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In St. Augustine, Florida, a 23-year-old man intentionally rammed his pickup truck into a local Catholic church in St. Augustine, Florida. Thomas Nursey told deputies he was, quote, angry with God. A new survey says...
I am God. News according to Buzz.
News from Florida.
First it's, about the phone, and then about the DVD, and about weed, and about God.
Hasn't gotten to the weed story. You got a weed story before the end of the day?
I'll check.
No, don't worry about it.
No, we don't today, actually.
Good. I am God.
A new survey says 2/3 of us have no intention of retiring when we do retire. At 65, you might still have another 20 years ahead of you, maybe more.
I don't even have a comment.
Who wants to just sit around doing nothing? 1/4 of us say we will go into some other line of work. 14% of us expect to be consultants.
That's right, Mike. I will. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I got to be careful because very soon I'm not going to be able to talk about this, and I really shouldn't even say anything. I just want to say my next career involves Double D.
Double D.
Double D.
The world needs ditch diggers too, Danny.
Yes, Danny.
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 Would you like some of my fresco?
14% say they might.
You?
My Bushwood.
You.
You.
You. You don't allow gambling at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
14% say they hope to stay with the same company and just work part-time.
And now may I ruin that moment for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly what the line is, but it's from Caddyshack 2 with Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah.
Will you suck the poison out?
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yuck.
The worst.
Finally, in downtown Seattle at the Cinerama Theater, an employee's been arrested for putting a camera in the ladies' room. A lady who was there to see the Simpsons movie found the camera Saturday evening. The visits of at least 4 other women were also found on the video.
Damn.
Yeah, she wasn't happy.
Imagine doing the upskirt on her.
Not now.
Look like an angry bee's nest.
Be an up casket.
JJ.
Yeah, I'm Jane James.
And John Amos, who I just wanted to mention his name again today.
James is
dead. Great actor.
John Amos and Peter North.
You win.
At the Cinerama in Seattle, the 20-year-old perv was easily identified because he'd accidentally recorded himself setting up the equipment.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! That's it. Hey, are you... Hello? Are you there, brother?
I'm there for tomorrow, brother.
You know, tomorrow, man, we're still dead.
Yes, ma'am, but we're going to continue to give.
EAP-TCB.
That's right. That's the oath, man, and the kit and all the good stuff.
Freedom from constipation, oh, my Peter and all that stuff.
Where's my Phenomen?
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, look at the man with the big head.
See, what they do, Mike, is after the fifth guy, they squeeze it out.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have a moon pie.
Ass.
This is the Don and Mike Show.